Help! This is Barbara Eden. Mr. Media has trapped me in a bottle. Will someone please get me out of here?
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Jason Weiner, executive producer and co-creator of the NBC sitcom 1600 Penn. Stick around, and no, this show is not about Harold and Kumar star Cal Penn's time as an aide to President Obama. Although I'm betting he wishes it was. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, brought to you today by the Stitcher app for mobile devices. Give it a test drive today at stitcher.com/mrmedia, Mr. Media. I love this free radio app, and I think you will too. stitcher.com/mrmedia. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of everyone who has played the President of the United States in recent years, including Bill Pullman, Morgan Freeman, Dennis Haysbert, and George W. Bush, in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida.
Well, sir, when you get bad news, your personality can be not good.
I don't take bad news well?
It's kind of a shoot the messenger situation, sir.
Well, who does take bad news well? And what is the proper etiquette? Should I cheer and blow bubbles?
No one's saying that, sir.
Not at all, sir.
This is the most ridiculous assessment you guys have ever made, and I'm including your approval of the XR-67.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I thought it would be cool if it was amphibious.
I remember getting that bad news. And what did I say then?
You said to get my head out of my ass.
And what happened?
I got my head out of my ass, sir.
That's called leadership.
Yes, sir, but it never works that way with your family.
Sometimes, as a father, the best weapon in your arsenal is the hug. That's the advice a four-star general offers to the President of the United States on a new NBC sitcom called 1600 Penn. It's a very funny moment in the show, and it really puts you on notice. What did executive producer and co-creator John Lovett hear, and when did he hear it? Lovett, before going to Hollywood, was a real-life speechwriter for President Obama in America's other dream factory, Washington, D.C. So some of the real fun of 1600 Penn is likely to be deciding what is based on truth, what is make-believe, and what is the stuff Lovett wished were going on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House. It also gives Jason Weiner, Lovett's co-creator and executive producer of the show, an unusually deep resource and partner in crime for a comedy that is as politically erudite as it is emotionally awkward. Weiner knows awkward and funny. He directed the pilot of Modern Family in many episodes since, as well as several New Girl installments. So 1600 Penn, which airs Thursdays at 9:30 p.m., and stars Josh Gad from the Broadway hit Book of Mormon, frequent presidential impersonator Bill Pullman, and former Dharma and Greg star Jenna Elfman. Sorry. It's a quirky mix of 30 Rock and Arrested Development with a little West Wing thrown in. Jason Weiner, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thank you, and thank you for that incredible summary.
Well, you're more than welcome. More than welcome. So, I got to ask, Spielberg took his film Lincoln to Congress for a private screening. Did you and Lovett take 1600 Penn to the White House?
I'm not sure whether you're expecting the answer to be yes, but the answer is yes.
Is it really?
Yeah, we went to the White House last week and screened it for the president and his staff.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't know that. How did that go?
Yeah. It went incredibly well. It was a wild experience. What happened is, you know, Lovett was there for 3 years working in the administration, and his former boss, the president, happens to be quite proud of the young man. And so we were invited back to do a screening there right before the premiere, and we showed two episodes. And we all met the president, and it was an out-of-body experience. It was surreal.
How funny. And he gave you notes, I assume?
You know, I'll tell you who was in the room. We were in the diplomatic room, which is an oval-shaped room on the ground floor of the east wing of the White House. And we're all kind of herded in there. You get the sense that the president is coming. Nobody is saying it, but you really get that sense by the way things are being coordinated. A photographer is setting up. And it's the cast of the show. myself, John Lovett, Mike Royce, who's our fellow executive producer, and Bob Greenblatt, the president of NBC. That's who's in the room. And the president walks in, and, you know, look, working in Hollywood, you get kind of, I don't know, immune to seeing famous people, people you admire. You work with people all the time, and you frankly just have to get over it. But seeing the president of the United States is, I don't know, must be, it would have been like seeing Michael Jordan when you were 11 years old. You know what I mean? You just turned to mush. My heart was racing. I may have been drooling. and John Lovett's cool as a cucumber because he worked for the guy for 3 years. So he starts introducing all of us, and he says, you know, oh, here's Jason Weiner. Jason directed the pilot of Modern Family, many of the episodes. And the president goes, oh, we love that show. It's a great show. We watch it all the time around here. And I of course, have nothing to say in response. you know, and all the way down the line until he gets to Bill. Now, Bill had actually been to the White House before and screened Independence Day for President Clinton.
Oh.
So he was a little bit cooler than the rest of us. And the president looks at Bill Pullman and he goes, so you're the guy playing me, huh? And Bill looks at him without flinching and goes, yeah, that's why I didn't wear a tie, so people could tell us apart. And we're all flabbergasted that Bill had a joke at the ready because, you know, we're our knees are buckling. Anyway, the president is sort of erroneous in saying that Bill is playing him because the fact is that this family on 1600 Penn bears no resemblance to the current first family.
God, I hope not.
No, it really doesn't. I mean, truthfully, we drew inspiration a little bit from history, but mainly from our real families in creating these characters.
Well, and I think I heard you guys on The Business with Kim Masters a couple weeks ago, and wasn't there a moment where didn't John say something about how before he left the White House, but I guess the president knew what he was planning to do, he said, I don't want to see this wind up in a script?
Yeah, he did. He warned them in a joking way. I mean, we're fortunate that this particular president has a great sense of humor. In fact, that's exactly what he said to us before we screened the thing. He goes, you know, we deal with a lot of serious business in this building, but it's important at 1600 Penn that we have a sense of humor about ourselves, and it's great that you guys have brought this along to make us laugh. He couldn't have been more gracious about it.
Now, Jason, we all know that the president has had nothing but downtime since being reelected. So has he been pestering you and John with ideas for the show since then?
No, there has been no direct communication. He hasn't pitched any storylines, but we're hoping next season he comes through with some things.
Maybe that whole Petraeus thing could work its way in?
Listen, you never know. but I will say, you know, for people who check out the show, it really is a family show first. We use the White House truly as a backdrop. You know, what we try and do is tell relatable family stories. And, you know, a stepmom trying to win over her stepkid, the story of a school election gone awry, or, you know, a first date, all of that stuff, the kinds of stories that are totally relatable that have happened to us or happened to you. It's just we're seeing them in a new context for the first time because they're against the backdrop of the White House, which allows us to take them to really unexpected places and to heighten sometimes these tiny things to matters of national importance. Yeah, you know, I give you an example. There's an episode coming up where the president and the youngest son Xander turns out have a long going rivalry over the game Risk. You know, the board game of
right.
Global domination.
Right.
So you know they have a long standing. Is Xander finally going to? It's really a story about a son finally beating his dad for the first time, which we've seen before. The difference is that because the president is so scared he's going to lose to his young son, that he actually calls the Joint Chiefs for advice on the game, which creates an unintended international incident.
Well, and I got to say, before we run out of time, one of my favorite parts of the pilot was what I quoted in the introduction, where the Joint Chiefs of Staff are sitting there and everyone looks very serious, and you've got great actors playing these folks, and they're advising the president on, you know, how to deal with, you know, family and teenagers and the hug. And is that that sounds like something that we're going to see a lot of?
Yeah, it's a running bit. I like everything on the show. We try not to do any one thing too much. It's one of the things I'm proud of. I think you'll see episode to episode a great variety in the kinds of stories we're telling on this show. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, it is a great bit. Those actors are fantastic, and they do recur throughout the season. Yes, we do see more of that situation room sort of advice situation, probably two or three other times in the course of the season.
All right. Well, before we run out of time, folks, you can find 1600 Penn, co-created and co-produced by Jason Weiner, every Thursday night at 9:30 p.m. on NBC. And you can see all kinds of behind-the-scenes videos about the show at NBC.com. I know Jason is on Twitter because I tweeted him last night, and he actually responded. Jason, thanks so much for being on the show, but I got to say one thing before you go. I think the most astonishing thing from this interview is that Bill Pullman had a joke ready to go with President Obama and you didn't. I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say either. I'm really losing it.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, and come back anytime.
My pleasure.
Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. You can see and hear almost 1,000 Mr. Media interviews by visiting our main site, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Or check out the more than 200 video interviews on the Mr. Media radio site on YouTube. And I'd sure appreciate if you'd show some love for Mr. Media's advertisers, including Stitcher. Apple named Stitcher a top 5 news app of 2011. It's a free mobile app for your smartphone or tablet that lets you listen to your favorite shows and discover the best of news, entertainment, and sports on demand. You can listen whenever you want to more than 5,000 shows, get customized recommendations, and discover what your friends are listening to. My own list of Stitcher favorites is pretty eclectic. I start my day with an hour of MSNBC's Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. Then it's the latest 2-minute update from the Onion News Network. After that, I'll listen to WTF with Mark Maron, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, and excerpts from E's Chelsea Lately and The Soup with Joel McHale. Also in regular rotation on my Stitcher playlist, The BS Report with ESPN's Bill Simmons, The TechCrunch Headlines, and The Don Geronimo Show. The latest episodes of each show, whether originating from broadcasts, cable TV, radio syndication, or podcasts, are continuously updated. Stitcher is a free app for your iPhone, iPad, Kindle, Fire, BlackBerry, Droid, and more. And show your support of Mr. Media by getting, did I mention it's free? The app at stitcher.com/Mr. Media. That's stitcher.com/MR Media. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. We're also supported by Audible. Check out Audible's 30-day trial membership and download the audiobook version of the book everyone's been talking about, 50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James. Sign up for your free trial today at audible.com/radio. Again, audibletrial.com/radio. And finally, if you need a disc jockey for a wedding, bar mitzvah, corporate event, or just a big old party, please consider calling 1-800-DIAL-DJS, the party authority, for all your party entertainment needs. You can call 1-800-DIAL-DJS or go to their website, 1-800-DIAL-DJS.com, and tell them Mr. Media sent you. And thanks for listening.